This is GQDN for October the 2nd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest, and by patreon.com/groupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Nintendo downloads, Payday 3 news as well, and GTA 6 rumors. What people have been doing there. But today we start with Activision Blizzard, because BlizzCon 2023, what we know, has been revealed to us. But they did say that if you go to BlizzCon.com, the opening ceremonies will be visible to you. And they also said that the virtual ticket will be an optional purchase that will have some in-game goodies and some BlizzCon merch and more. And the virtual coverage will also have the Overwatch World Cup. But that's not the only thing that's going to be happening there. That come to us from BlizzCon.com. Because what else is happening is, according to Wowhead, there's going to be a lot of WoW stuff there. Because Mike Ybarra had a tweet, and he said, quote, basically in a reply, "It's just the way the team did the graphic. I understand your point, but Warcraft and WoW have the most news this year. We're excited to see you all." 10.3 and 11.0 confirmed. But maybe some people will be playing it while they're there. Because MMO Champion did say that the BlizzCon Guild Clash for World of Warcraft is indeed happening. So here's what's going to be. First event is going to be the 3v3 arena PvP. So the second event will be 5 versus 5 Mythic Dungeon Races. And event number 3 is a bonus event, which has not yet been announced. Who will be competing at BlizzCon? Echo, Golden Guardians, Team Liquid, and Method. Good luck to you all. Now, .esports did say that the Overwatch League will be revitalized because the current league's head is going to their demise. Now, after 24 hours after the 6th Overwatch League season came to an end, the League Ops team of Activision Blizzard did provide an update for the future of the Overwatch esports. So, here's what Overwatch League did say on Twitter, or should I say X. Quote, "With the completion of the 2023 Overwatch League season, we will be focusing on building our vision of a revitalized esports program. We're eager to share more with you as details are finalized." And that statement was posted in the morning after the Florida Mayhem did claim the 2023 Overwatch League Championship. And the Grand Finals and the members of the broadcast did say goodbye as they signed off on stream. So what's going to happen to them? That is what we don't know. But as soon as news comes out, we will let you know. Now, we get to some other gaming news, because the Epic Games Store boss, Sergey Galykin, leaves the Epic Games Store. This comes to us from WCCFTech.com, and he was indeed doing some talking. So here is what he said, and this is a lot, so bear with me. Quote, "Today is officially my last day at Epic Games. These 8 years have been some of the most exciting in my career, and I am deeply grateful to my former Epic Games colleagues and Tim Sweeney for allowing me to help build Epic 4.0. I am also immensely thankful for the generous $144 million donation Epic Games sent to various charities to help Ukraine in the early days of the Russian invasion of 2022. At that time, Epic Games was ahead of some G7 countries in providing support. It means the world to me, and while I wasn't polite during those discussions, I will forever be grateful. We launched Fortnite, which later became one of those self-reinforcing cultural phenomena I wrote about just a year prior. We proved that free-to-play without pay-to-win can work at scale. We challenged the status quo in game distribution with 88/12 revenue share. Now Epic Games is on the way to transforming from game developer, engine creator, and publisher into a platform. Epic 5.0. I am not a good fit for this new version of Epic. It requires people of a different kind. I plan to remain in the game industry. I also hope to be more vocal now that I don't have to worry about the PR department knocking on my DMs. Again, thank you to everyone who worked with Epic Games. It was an incredible journey, and I will always cherish it. Now, Games Radar did say that, some of the people are getting pretty anxious about GTA 6. So, and this is after the posted tweet by Rockstar Games that we talked about last week. So, what Dirty_Worka did say on X, quote, "Hear me out. The moon in the 6T's tweet from Rockstar Games is a warning gibbous at 85%. The moon enters that phase again on Monday, the 2nd of October 2023, and then again Wednesday, 1st November 2023. Could this latest tweet not only be tease 6, but point to the next big announcement? We shall see if that's true or not, but teases are indeed teases are indeed teases. And that would be that. Now, we'll keep our eyes on it, of course. But IGN did say that Ubisoft did ask some fans not to spoil the Assassin's Creed Mirage. So, here's what Assassin's Creed did say on X. Quote, "No spoilers! With the launch of Assassin's Creed Mirage upon us, we would likely ask you to consider your fellow assassins and refrain from posting or sharing unmarked spoilers. That would impact their experience. Thank you!" Now, there were some spoilers within the game industry with leaks of the trailers, gameplay achievements, and other stuff. And that's why the Mirage team wanted to try and squash it. So we'll see what happens there. We'll keep you informed. Now, EA Sports FC24 did say they got a $30 launch week loot box. But this once again comes from IGN because things may have gone wrong. So EA is being EA because the Ultimate Team is bringing hundreds of million dollars to the publisher coffers every year. And the FC24 community reacted in shock to the $30 packs. And IGN did post a couple of pictures of the how much it costs for points in order to get the packs. So for 2,800 FC points, it's about $20, or 20 euros, which means about $30. So the Elite Season Opener packs, about 2,000 points, and there were some people talking about that. Typhoon on Redditor did say, quote, "It's $30. There's absolutely no way it should be normalized for people to spend that amount of money on a game which is already overpriced. In 2 weeks' time, you won't have any interest in any of those players you pulled unless it's an absolutely insane pull." NYSE125 also said, quote, "Not to mention this game has a life cycle of less than a year. Realistically, spending anything over $30 to $40 should net you some of the best players the rest of the game." EdZ_ also added, quote, "Obviously, it's a good pack, but please seek therapy if you're buying this. First week of FIFA, and you're dropping $30 in an untradeable pack." That's 30 euros, by the way. So people are not liking it. It's all right. Because now, according to IGN again, Payday 3 did declare the matchmaking issues over 3.1 million players ever since it launched. So, sorry about that. Starbreeze, which is the maker of the game, did schedule maintenance and carried out last week. They did fix the matchmaking issues that did occur during Payday 3's first week after launch. And after that came out, Starbreeze did say that it had a, quote, good performance. But IGN did provide some other things that's going to be coming for Payday 3, including some quality of life improvements. That's for October. October, November, we'll have the same, but we'll also have new content and new functionality, which basically will come in November. And next winter, or this coming winter, the DLC Syntax Error will be on sale, including the Silver and Gold Edition. Now, Starbreeze's boss, Tobias Sørgren, and I do apologize if I butchered the name, did say, quote, "First and foremost, I would like to thank our players for patience they've shown us. Our community is the engine that drives us, or drives both our games and our company forward. I don't really need to repeat that this was not the start we wanted. But at the same time, our business model is a marathon and not a sprint. We tirelessly continue to build Payday 3 bigger and better to deliver the greatest possible value for our players. Now we get to some sales. Because according to GameSpot, Target is doing some sales ahead of Amazon Prime Day. The big sale week. The big sale days for Amazon. But here's some of the things that are on sale at Amazon and at Target. Madden NFL 24, PlayStation 4 and 5 and Xbox. Star Wars Jedi Survivor, now on sale, $40. Kirby the Forgotten Land, $40. Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, $40. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, $40. Mario Strikers Battle League, $40. Do you get the picture here? Go check out Target. Go check out Amazon for those games. Because that's not the only thing, because Nintendo Direct, I'm sorry, Nintendo Download did happen. Via the Nintendo World Report, here is what's going on for the next week or so. Okay, some of the games that we'll be dropping. Detective Pikachu Returns, that's a big one, $50. That comes Friday. Borderlands 3 also comes Friday. That's on the retail side. Digital side, Fabled Lands, Dino Break, Freaky Trip, A Tiny Sticker Tale, Merge Master, and Sky Cats Hidden Orchestra. There's more to these lists. To find them, become a Patreon and join our Discord. And while you're doing that, you can go check out Dawnforge for all the different Dawnforge production podcasts. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. You know you want to.